The Expert Witness. This story is based on a known incident. "Damn good drive," said Toby as he watched his opponent's ball sail through the air. "Must be every inch of 230, perhaps even 250 yards," he added, as he held up his hand to his forehead to shield his eyes from the sun and continued to watch the ball bouncing down the middle of the fairway. "Thank you," said Harry. "What did you have for breakfast this morning, Harry?" Toby asked when the ball finally came to a halt. "A row with my wife," came back his opponent's immediate reply. "She wanted me to go shopping with her this morning. I'd be tempted to get married if I thought it would improve my golf that much," said Toby as he addressed his ball. "Damn," he added a moment later, as he watched his feeble effort squirt towards the heavy rough no more than 100 yards from where he stood. Toby's game did not improve on the back nine, and when they headed for the clubhouse just before lunch, he warned his opponent, "I shall have to take my revenge in court next week." "I do hope not," said Harry, with a laugh. "Why's that?" asked Toby as they entered the clubhouse. "Because I'm appearing as an expert witness on your side," Harry replied as they sat down for lunch. "Funny," Toby said. "I could have sworn you were against me." Sir Toby Gray QC and Professor Harry Bamford were not always on the same side when they met up in court. "All manner of persons who have anything to do before my lords, the Queen's justices, draw near and give your attendance." The Leeds Crown Court was now sitting. Mr. Justice Fenton presided. Sir Toby eyed the elderly judge. A decent and fair man, he considered, though his summings up could be a trifle long-winded. Mr. Justice Fenton nodded down from the bench. Sir Toby rose from his place to open the defence case. "May it please your lordship, members of the jury, I am aware of the great responsibility that rests on my shoulders. To defend a man charged with murder can never be easy. It is made even more difficult when the victim is his wife, to whom he had been happily married for over 20 years.